minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy, we are live from the Allo Communications Studios. Whoo! What a weekend. What a bizarre, weird, rainy, disheartening weekend it was. I mean, listen, college football's on full force. It was so much fun. We had a lot of action, already a lot of storylines playing out from yesterday's NFL action. So, trust me, this is a glorious time. You know how quick prep was today, Angel? Like, it's not digging. It's just, here's stuff. We're probably going to miss all of it. We're probably not going to get to half of it, but here's a bunch of it. We'll get to a good chunk of it anyway. It's not like July anymore, where we're just finding stories. The stories find you when it comes to September. I mean, I had so much fun. Well, I watched a lot of football, a lot. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm all footballed out. No. We got to be ready to go for Monday Night Football. Broncos, Seahawks, tonight, Russell Wilson is going to be playing for the Broncos for his first time. First time ever. In a Denver Broncos uniform, actually playing. I mean, he wore the uniform during the preseason, but I am really excited to see. But here we go, quickly. Game one, pressure's kind of on, because I saw a Kansas City team that was apparently pissed that I picked them last in the West. They just dismantled Arizona. The Chargers and Raiders game was a pretty good game. Sloppy on some accounts. The Chargers walk away with a 5-point win, but I kind of felt like it should have been by more. Derek Carr threw three picks. So I'm not sure. I still feel like the Chargers collectively should have the best roster in the AFC West, but they get the win. They're 1-0. Raiders are 0-1. Chiefs are 1-0. I think you got to keep pace. Can't lose a game like this. This is going to be a fun freaking race in the AFC West. First Advantage text line. 888-530-0043. We will have the Clay Millen show today at 1 o'clock. Very much looking forward to that. And let me just throw out a couple of things quickly here, because our Method Flow Products poll question of the day is up at thewholeshow.com. What's your level of panic for the CSU Rams right now? And listen, I could have just asked this question for every team. Maybe that's what I'll do tomorrow. We'll ask CU. Wednesday, we'll ask UNC. Hopefully Thursday, I don't have to ask about the Broncos' level of panic. But for the Colorado State Rams, arguably the most excited we were about a local football team is 0-2, losing to Michigan, no big deal. Losing to Middle Tennessee, that's a big deal. So, on the scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest level, you know, again, sometimes people will say 10 and you're, whatever. What's your level of panic over CSU's start to the season? And I put a 0 on there, just you know, you got to have it, not panicked at all. That's leading right now, which is surprising based on the comments that I'm getting, the Twitterverse on Saturday. But 18% say, I'm not panicked at all. 16%, however, second place on the poll, are saying 4. That's a good amount of panic. That's not like freak out mode. 10 is like, oh my gosh, we made a huge mistake. Joe Parker must be gone. We have screwed up again. Football will never be good in Colorado State. We should just give up. 8, 9 are probably close to that territory. 4, 5, and 6 in that mode, you're panicked, but there's part of you that goes, I get it. It's a new coach, new system, new philosophy, new defensive coordinator, young quarterback in Clay Millen. Let me just throw this out too. He's 19 years old. He is a redshirt freshman quarterback. You expected him to be Jake Haener from Fresno State, who's very freaking good? No, not right now. Plus, you know, both tackles were pretty much out for the game. Offensive line spotty for CSU. There's concerns there. Clay's not perfect. Holds onto the ball a little too long to make those reads as quick. But man, in the second half, when CSU kind of put some, you know, they kind of made it a game. They made it interesting. They scored 19 pretty quickly. Clay Millen to Torrey Horton. Torrey Horton, here's a who. That guy is special, and when Clay has time and can really see the field, he can light it up. Those were beautiful passes to Torrey. So that's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. What's your level of panic? 1 to 10, 10 being, of course, the highest level of panic. 0 through 10. I threw a 0 up there. If you're not panicked at all, go ahead. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Texter here from the 970. No panic, just readjusting for this year. I think that's a good word for it, readjusting. Because now that I'm sitting back here, I picked the Rams to win 5-6, to go to a bowl game. That might have been irresponsible because this is a new team. What did we really expect? We know nothing about them. Clay is a young quarterback who I have all the faith in the world, you know, in at this point. It's a growing process. So to expect 6 wins is probably silly. To expect 5 is probably silly. You know, you're just, would they win? Did they win 3 last year? Is that what we said with Dazzy? So, yeah, I want to see 3-4. I really want to see that, but that doesn't mean anything if they don't. Jay Norvell's here to stay for a while, and the excitement that you had going into the season, don't let it go away completely. Don't be surprised if they get smoked by Washington State on Saturday. I mean, Washington State just beat Wisconsin. That was a weird kind of slow-paced defensive game, and the Cougars found a way to get it done. So I'm just telling you right now, Rams fans, don't be surprised if CSU starts out the gates 0-3. Could very well happen. Okay, Angel, if I ever pick CU to cover again, I need you to slap me. Just walk out of your room, walk into this room, and slap me. Because that's going to come up again this weekend. And we're going to get close. Because Minnesota's favored by like 26 at this point. And I'm still like, part of me's going, they can't beat them by 26, can they? Come on. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. JT Shrout, and I don't like to really harp on younger student athletes and stuff, but whatever. Fourth down, Carl Durrell finally, you know what, and goes for it. He had it. It was late in the third. Still going to lose that game, but you might cover. Driving, moving the ball, fourth down and 3. Shrout's quarterback run looked like a designed quarterback run up the middle. He has it. Wide open. Takes his dive right before the first down marker. Whew! And that kind of summarizes the Colorado Buffaloes. I don't know. Carl Durrell said at the end of the game, we might give some young quarterbacks a try. Like, it is going to get rough for the Colorado Buffs. Dang it. Almost rhymed. Angel, what do you think? Let's jump over to the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend that was, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Okay, the good. Everybody's very upset at the college weekend locally. I get it. I don't talk a lot of Air Force, but Air Force is a positive here. That's a very good thing. They beat CU 41-10. Gah! Brad Roberts might be the Mountain West player of the year. We'll see. Jake Haner's right there. I loved watching Haner, but Brad Roberts, 24 carries, 174 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He was something else in that game. Now, he did lose a fumble, but still, very good. He might be my Zvi Brewing player of the game. We are waiting to see what happens tonight. Because I just have a feeling there's another running back that wears the blue and orange that might just go off and have himself a football game tonight against Seattle Seahawks. But time will tell. The bad, I get it. UNC battled and made it interesting all the way through this. What was the score, Angel, before we got into the fourth quarter? It was 16 to... What was it?
It was 16-3 going into the fourth.
And the Bears scored quickly.
Bears had a little Greeley special, as I called it.
Yes.
And they got within... They scored there, made it 10-16. And then fatigue really started to settle in. A couple mistakes towards the finish, and Wyoming closes out 33-10 the final.
That special play you're talking about, the quarterback, the pass to the quarterback, was a J.J. Rattering thing. That's what happened in their game when they upset, was it UCLA?
Yes.
Yes, in the Vegas Bowl a few years or several years ago. But that was, he scored on that play. So that was kind of cool. But at the end of the day, you lose 33-10. You are giving me that pick, by the way. I said Wyoming would roll UNC. UNC was much better than we thought. But you lose by 23 points. At the end of the day, it is what it is. That would have almost covered or whatever. So you're going to give me that one. So I have a chance to go 500 for the weekend. The ugly. Let's just bunch them all together. UNC, CU, and CSU. Oh, boy. Could it be a long season for all of us? The Buffs are 0-2. The Bears are 0-2. The Rams are 0-2. And do we see any wins in sight this weekend? CU plays Minnesota. Yikes. CSU plays Washington State. Now kind of a yikes. And the UNC Bears play Lamar. Is that the junior college in Eastern Colorado? I don't know. They lost to this team in overtime last year, right? So do we see a win there, right? Is it must win time for UNC?
I think it is. I think, like I said, it was the score won't indicate it, but it was a lot closer of a game against Wyoming. The defense really played hard. Kept Peasley under 150 passing yards. Their running back Swin under 80 yards. Mm-hmm. He had three touchdowns, but defense played their hearts out, and I think the whole team really rallied together in a tough Wyoming environment up there. But this is definitely a must-win game, and I think it is a must that Jacob Sermon is the starting quarterback.
And there's some of the drama there, right? So
Dylan started, I think, about mid-second quarter, I believe. He got hit on a play, slow to get up, a little shaken up, so they walked him off. Jacob Sermon came on. Dylan was okay, came back, finished that half, came out in the third quarter, and Sermon was the starter from there on out. Saw Coach McCaffrey and quarterback Coach JJ talking with Dylan and Jacob at the same time about the end of the second quarter. You saw Dylan walk over to the bench, sit down. Jacob put his helmet on, started warming up.
This reminds me so much of last year. I mean, this is kind of how it was. It was Dylan kind of having a rough game. He was 3 of 8 for 35 yards. It was rough. And then he kind of have, these injuries we don't know about or whatever. And then he's kind of done for a little bit. And then does he get it back? Is this Jacob Sermon's football team now, or at least Jacob Sermon's offense? And if not, where does your brain go on this? It does seem like Sermon has been both games now when he's been in. He wasn't great against Wyoming, but 12 of 27 for 91 yards and touchdown catch. So if he doesn't start, are we upset?
I think definitely a lot of questions are going to start being thrown around. I think for me, for either one, whoever the quarterback is, you got to get the running game going a little bit more. Dotson didn't really have his best game running the ball on Saturday. The receivers were okay. Obviously, you had Travis Graham on the trick play touchdown pass, so he was 1 for 1 on the day. But this offense needs an answer. And I think Jacob is that answer.
You got to start with him. Like that.
Yeah, and so the last two games, he's come in off the bench, not really warmed up. You let him start the game, let the offense kind of breathe out under him, I think you see some improvement.
Yeah. Listen, this quarterback, I know we like to mess around with quarterbacks, and it seems like in this state, other than Jay Norvell, which I appreciate, he stayed with Clay Millen. Twitter was going crazy. Well, you got to pull. They're all freshmen, bro. So, I mean, you might as well keep the guy that you really believe in, keep him out there, learning experiences. If you would have pulled him, you wouldn't have had three touchdown passes to Torrey Horton, in my opinion, and a confidence booster. So we'll get to all of that stuff. Dixon texting in. Brady, I'm not a CSU fan, so it doesn't really matter to me, but they just got smoked by a team that got boat raced by frickin' James Madison. Todd Senteo's James Madison, CSU's quarterback from last year. 44-7 the week before. Not a good look. Chance they may not win a game. No, I don't go. They got Hawaii, don't they? I mean, thank goodness for Hawaii. Listen, I tweeted it. I'll stand by it. It was a bad look. There's no excuses. There's no getting around it. I can give you the truth, but you'll call it an excuse, and that's fine. But this is a process. And I did tweet about it. I said, unlike last year, this is a situation where I actually do think the whole trust the process thing applies. It's not going to change overnight. It's just not. You went from a ground and pound type of team last year. Now, again, CSU ran the ball a lot against Middle Tennessee, a lot more than I thought. Started airing it out a little bit more as the game went on. But it's still, it's two totally different styles of football. And I know they had the transfer portal and everything, and that's why some people were so quick, including me, to say, yeah, 5 or 6 wins is possible. But I'll admit it, I was wrong there. I overshot. I think we all set up a false sense of optimism. And you can still be optimistic. I just don't know that this is going to be the year that CSU gets right back into a bowl game. I'm not counting it out yet. I'm not going as far as saying they won't win a game. Again, picks are on Friday. So without getting too crazy, I don't feel great. I don't feel great about this weekend. I don't feel great about anybody this weekend except for Air Force and maybe UNC. But again, if UNC doesn't beat Lamar, they didn't last year, then it is, we're pressing the panic button again. We're just going to keep pressing the panic button. It's scary here. It's scary times. Oh, boy. So that's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. What's your level of panic? 1 to 10. 10 being, I am like really freaking panicked. What did we do? We made a major mistake. It's amazing. We're only a couple weeks into college football. We're not even the full week into NFL yet. And already the Dallas Cowboys season is over. It's time to freak out and not relax for Green Bay. The Bengals showed us that maybe what they did last year was a dud. Tom Brady looks kind of tired. I don't know. They looked all right. The defense was amazing. And their run game, Leonard Fournette, was amazing. Tom just kind of out routes and deep. And some would say that's how he made his career. But last night felt more like Tom, just give me some obvious quick passes and then I'll go deep once in a while. A lot of storylines. Chargers, Raiders, I liked that game. That was fun. So much to hit, so little time. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We've reached out to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. No text back yet. Crazy time. It's Monday night. We got a lot to hit, though. Monday night football. We get our first look at Russell Wilson in a Denver Broncos uniform. Is there any way? And I tweeted a secondary poll question. Do the Broncos cover 6.5? Is there any way Seattle covers? Wins? Come on, help me out here. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Let's go.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I mean, it's the first game of the season. It's Monday Night Football. That's exciting, just in its own.
Javonte Williams takes the handoff. And Williams, nice second effort, still going. Javonte Williams carrying defenders. Wilson setting up to go deep. He's going to take a shot. He's got it. Big play, Wilson.
Let's go. That's right.
Throwing toward the end zone. Intercepted. Picked off in the end zone by Pat Surtain.
Going deep, Sutton. Got it! What a catch! Touchdown, Denver!
Oh, yeah! Monday Night Football. Denver Broncos getting their first sample of Russell Wilson. He's going back home to Seattle. Crowd's gonna boo him. You know how I know that? He was at a WNBA event over like a month and a half ago. That was happening over the summer, right? In Seattle. They booed him. The four people that were there booed the crap out of Russell Wilson. And so, yes, now you're going to get a lot of people. They are all the stories that came out last week, all of it. He is going to get booed tonight. And I think he's going to just, like, consume the hatred. He's, like, on the dark side now. The Broncos are the dark side. We're Darth Vader and the Death Star. That's where
the
Death Star
is. That's two references there.
George Payton and John John Elway's got to be Darth Vader, right? Right? Or is he the evil emperor?
I think he could be the emperor.
So John Elway's the evil emperor. Or empire.
Emperor's right.
It's okay. George Payton is Darth Vader? Or is Nathaniel Hackett?
I would make a reference, but you might not get it.
Okay, so. Go for it. See what I got. See what I got here. I've seen
probably
some of them.
Like a Grand Moff.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
A high-ranking general type.
Okay. Grand Moff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be Payton as the general manager.
And then Hackett is the... Is he Darth Vader? Who's Darth Vader? Is Russ Darth Vader? He was good and then turned to the dark side?
I like Russ as Vader.
So Russ is Darth Vader. Okay. We're getting somewhere. Drew Locke is Buzz Lightyear and Geno Smith is Woody. So you got a bunch of Star Wars people going up against a bunch of little kids' toys. So... yeah, I think the Broncos are going to cover tonight.
Sound reasoning.
But for Seattle tonight, yes, the Broncos coming in, they are the enemies, big time. They took them away. I mean, Russ was 104-53. He had a tie, too. 104-53-1 in his career with Seattle. Drew Locke... what's Geno Smith's overall record? Drew Locke was 4-12 or something like that. Geno Smith, I don't know. He's 97 years old as a quarterback. He's played forever. This just feels like it should be a blowout. But it also, I mean, are the Broncos ready? They didn't, you know, you saw what the Bills did. You saw what the teams did that did kind of play their starters in the preseason. But then again, like the Bucs, Tom Brady went to, I don't know where, somewhere in Canada or something, and... They came out and made the Cowboys look silly, and they didn't even play very well. So is the preseason argument a real thing? I don't know, because some teams didn't use it. Some teams did. Some teams lit it up. Some teams didn't. So whatever. I've got faith in Russell Wilson tonight. I mean, 6.5 is the spread. Do the Broncos cover that?
I'm still going back and forth on this. Just after the first weekend of NFL football, saw a lot of sloppiness, penalties, miscommunications on a bunch of different teams. Hope your field goal kicker can kick a ball through the uprights, because a lot of teams struggled with that.
Yeah, we got Brandon McManus. He's a captain.
And I had asked Tanner about this. Did he have any concern about a possible slow start for Denver? Granted, they didn't do a lot in the preseason. Does it take a couple of series before this offense kind of finds their footing?
Maybe.
And what does the defense look like? Is it arm tackles?
Josie Jewell's
is
out.
It missed tackles? You know, are you guys wrapping up and making plays? It's a lot to be said about week one football, and expect some sloppiness.
Josie Jewell's out. Josie Jewell's out officially with the calf. You have KJ Hamler listed as questionable. Randy Gregory's listed as questionable. Billy Turner's listed as questionable. So, I mean... the big one is Josie Jewell inside. Not that he's a super duper star, but he's your inside linebacker that you're really putting some faith into this year. You know, you didn't make any real moves anyway. So will that impact this team going forward when you take a look at the depth chart for Denver at the inside linebacker position? That's the concern there I have on the defensive side. You know, Jonas Griffith should be all right. He was hurt in the preseason, but he'll be good to go. Who gets the start? I mean, Justin Sternad, Alex Singleton in that inside linebacker spot. We'll see. But other than that, relatively healthy. Does Patrick Surtain go one-on-one with old DK? I mean, that Surtain's amazing. He is. But you don't really go one-on-one with DK. You kind of bracket that guy around and zone it up a little bit. So we'll see how they choose to guard him. Tyler Lockett as well. Who's throwing the ball to him, though? That's the thing. Who's throwing the ball to him?
Looked up Geno Smith's overall record as a starter, 19-26.
Yes, I mean, it's better than I thought. It's better than I thought it was. He's been around a while, though. You know, and Pete Carroll's like, hey, you know, this is some of the best football we've ever seen from him. Yeah, but based on what?
I mean, I've never seen a guy throw a ball into a net better. Than Geno and Drew.
I still think Drew should start. I've
been saying this has been mind games from Carroll.
You think he starts tonight?
Don't be shocked if it happens.
True. I'm actually glad for this because this is the karma police coming in. If Drew starts tonight, there's potential of a redeeming story. Of a, you know, you come back and you get your vengeance on the evil Broncos that discarded you. So that goes away. That storyline doesn't exist. The storyline is 100% Russell. It always kind of was. But yes, there was still a small percentage of that storyline that was, hey, Drew Lock could come in and he was, you know, Russell Wilson was the man and Drew Lock. But that's all gone. It's Geno Smith. There's no storyline there. Great. Just survive. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Texts from all over the place. Let's see. Some pertain. I know you have the QB and his show on today, so you won't be real critical. Oh, of Clay. When do the excuses stop when you're favored by 10-plus points and get worked by 15? I mean, we're going to see you, or CSU here. When they've got a year under their belt. I mean, these are kids. 19-year-old. I mean, I don't really like to call college students kids because you're over 18. Give it some time. So what's your solution? Blow them all out. Let's fire them again. Jay Norvell can get this thing turned around easily. I do believe that. I mean, it's not going to be an overnight process. I'm disappointed, no question. I had the Rams easily winning this game, blowing them out. 40-10 is what I predicted. So I was obviously disappointed. But let's also be a little realistic here. Do you know what his record was his first year in Nevada? 3-9. And then they were 8-5. And then they were 7-6. And then 7-2 in the COVID year. And then 8-4. You gotta give it some time here. And I know it's not ideal. Losing to Middle Tennessee is bad. It was bad look. First half of that game was one of the worst football games I've seen CSU play in a long, long time. But they did come back and made it better in the second half. It's 34-19, final score. So, sky's not falling for CSU. It's just not as... The honeymoon phase, it's already like, you guys are pissed. Like, you're on the honeymoon, and Jay Norvell said something to make you mad, and you're mad on the honeymoon. But you're still on the honeymoon. I think you're still on the honeymoon. You're just a little upset, because... Jay was flirting with somebody over there. You're just a little upset.
You paid for the 4 days at the condo. You want to get all 4 days out of it.
Right.
Hopefully you can wrap up the trip with something eventful. But I can understand the frustration from Rams fans. You saw there was so much hype going into this new coach, new staff, new offensive system. You got all these Nevada transfers in, so you thought that would maybe help
that would give
the
them
transition
a
little bit.
Yeah.
But as you saw, it didn't really work out in that first half. They got it going in the third quarter a little bit, and you like to build off of that, but not the way you want to start at home.
Texter from the 970. I could see the Rams improving through the year and maybe grabbing a game that we assumed they'd lose entering the season. Can't say Air Force. Nobody can say Air Force. But maybe Boise. Who did Boise beat on New Mexico? Beat him relatively easily, right? Did lose to Oregon State. I don't know about that one. Not sure. But it just, you know what? This is why we have games every single weekend. A new storyline comes up out of nowhere. I mean, Clay throws a pick six the very first play of the game. I always say this, man. I go to the NFL, too. If the ball's not snapped over Peyton Manning's head in that Super Bowl 48, who knows? I'm just saying, that colossal failure of a play turns everything upside down. Now you're pressing. Now your confidence is shaken. Now you're thinking, uh-oh, every time I release this football, what's going to happen? Peyton Manning in that Super Bowl, snap goes over your head, down 7-0 before you can even breathe. So I think that quick plays like that completely change the game. Completely change your scripts and everything. And for veteran quarterbacks, like a Jake Haener, if that happens to him, totally confident that he can bounce right back. He's played for a while now. He's a damn good quarterback. I'm in love with that guy, I think. Maybe. I don't know. He was so much fun to watch, even though they lost. Clay's not there yet. And why should he be there yet? I think he'll get there. The dude's got a cannon. The completion, the touchdowns that he had to Torrey Horton were beauties. They actually were beauties. 39 minutes after the hour. It's Monday Night Football talk, though. We got a big one tonight. And I do. There's like pressure already for Denver. There's pressure because it's Russell Wilson. It's the new regime and all of this. But there's pressure because, did you see what Kansas City did? Am I wrong on Kansas City?
I think a lot of people might.
I mean,
you anticipated Tyreek Hill being gone was going to do something, but they looked just fine.
They did. And Arizona, I mean, listen, I don't
Arizona
know.
Arizona might be bad.
I don't know where we are in Arizona. That's the thing. Like, what do we know right now? We do this every single year. The Packers, it's over. They'll probably turn around. And who do they have next weekend? Next week? I don't know. But the, you know what? A lot of times this happens. College and the pros. We think we've got it figured out after the first week or two, and then something changes. Yeah, KC beat Arizona 44-21. Patrick Mahomes. Cool. Okay. Yeah. 5 touchdowns, 360 yards, QBR of 144. Is that as high as it goes? I don't even know. Kyler Murray was 193 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 29 yards rushing. I was trying to see if Trey McBride had a catch. He did not. Dang it. That was it. All right, that's all I have on that game. 41 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, Nugget fans. This is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back in. It is Monday, so all-you-can-eat spaghetti happening at Cable's Pub and Grill. $5.95 for all-you-can-eat spaghetti. You got to check them out. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We were there for the pizza day on Wednesdays. They do $3 pints and $7.99 personal pizzas up to 3 toppings. Delicious. You won't find a better deal with the value, the food, the taste, the atmosphere. That's Cable's Pub and Grill. Tell them we sent you here again from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. What a wild weekend it was in the NFL. A couple of things that stood out to me. Obviously, as we talked about with the Chiefs, I ain't going anywhere. Still don't like, I'm not going to sit here and say that they still can't finish last in this division. I mean, I don't feel as good about that as I did on Friday. I still think the AFC West is going to be stacked. Yes, there's pressure on Denver. You got to win early. This is a win I have the Broncos grabbing, so got to get this one. It's not like fire time. That's the thing. Like, there is a difference between got to win early versus must win now. Got to win early if you want to keep pace, because I don't think, I mean, Kansas City might be all right in this tough portion of their schedule. So if you're Denver, get it right tonight. Just win this game. I'd love for you to cover, but just win this game and, you know, get yourself to 1-0. Take on this early part of the schedule and get some wins. What else stood out? I mean, tell you, we go all the way back to Thursday. Josh Allen, the Bills, they look ridiculous. 49ers and the Bears game. I mean, that was the Trey Lance. So we're going to get to see what Trey Lance is about. 13 of 28, 164 yards. Justin Fields. Kind of a gutsy performance in a very rainy environment there. Diving through the water, splashing around. I mean, they look like kids out there. They should be happy. They won 19-10. Steelers-Bengals game turned out to be pretty good. That goes to overtime until like the last minute of overtime. We had everything in that game. Late last second touchdowns, missed field goals, mixed extra points, blocked extra points. And finally, the Steelers get it done. Are the Steelers good? Is Mitch Trubisky, Tanner's number one guy, going to be good this year? I'm not buying it yet.
Not buying it yet, and there's still definitely concern on T.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah, and he was
possible torn pectoral.
He could be out.
That's tough.
Half the season?
If not the whole season.
Yikes. I mean, he was having a game, too.
Joe Burrow looked rough.
Yeah, man. I mean, he 338 yards, but he 33 of 53. He had his moments, but it just didn't look right. And are the Bengals, I mean, this is why people weren't really high on the Bengals this year, even though they were in the Super Bowl last year. Is this the most, like, uninspired we've been of a Super Bowl team heading into the season? Because I told you on Friday, who has the chip on the shoulder? I'm saying the Bengals and the Rams, because nobody believed in the Rams Thursday. Nobody believes the Bengals are really going to, okay, maybe they squeeze into the playoffs, but are they going to do anything? So, if I'm a Bengals fan, I'm glad you enjoyed your Super Bowl last year. Oh, this was the, which quarterback former team battle did you like the most? The Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson head-to-head that everybody was actually Flacco, he threw it 60 times, dude. Air it out, Joe. 307 yards and a touchdown. Lamar Jackson, though, looks pretty good. A couple touchdowns. Three touchdowns? Was it? Yeah, and he was solid.
The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
24-9 over the Jets. Sleeper of a game. Ravens just kind of, you know, walked through that. Your Dolphins just worked up the New England Patriots. They won 20-7. Tua, 23 of 33, 270 yards and a touchdown. And he got Tyreek Hill in the mix. 8 receptions for 94 yards. So Tyreek wins and the Chiefs win. So that was interesting. Kind of a wash so far. Browns and Panthers. Did you hear Baker Mayfield at the end? So the Panthers, they were getting smoked. They come back, get the lead. Browns go down and win it. Baker at the end of the game was like, yo, everybody was making this out to be the Super Bowl, but it's just one game. First off, who was making it out to be the Super Bowl? Who? In your mind, maybe? I don't think anybody said, oh, this Browns-Panthers game. Man, even with the Baker Mayfield thing, dude, you had to beat out Sam Darnold to become the starter. Like, there was still a question for a minute. So, don't. It's no Super Bowl there. We had two overtime games?
Two overtimes in the and then one o'clock window.
We did have a tie with the Colts and the Texans.
That was gross.
It is gross.
I thought the Colts would have won that game easily, but the Texans, they might be solid.
And the Colts had to make a crazy comeback in the fourth just to send it to overtime. So that was a weird one. The Giants beat the Titans.
First season opening win for the Giants in a long time.
And there's Saquon Barkley.
There he is.
18 carries, 164 yards and a touchdown. If that dude, and I'll say the same thing for Christian McCaffrey, if those two guys can stay healthy, they can both be extremely productive. We know how good they can be, or how they're supposed to be. Panic time for the Packers? 23-7, the Vikings. I mean, this was never a game. This never felt like the Packers were in this game.
No, and you could see a lot of the frustration on Rodgers just out of it. He had his former defensive player, Smith, was hitting him around on plays. The Vikings look good, though.
Yeah, they did. Boy, do we need to take a break? Oh, my gosh, Angel. It's like it's Monday after all of this crap just happened. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back. We'll hit some Raiders-Chargers stuff, Buccaneers-Cowboys stuff. We'll hit that. I got the lunch rush. I got Zach Stevens is coming on in the second hour. We'll be right back. There's no escaping me. I'm not a killer
attraction. KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Method Flow Products poll question of the day. What's your panic level from a scale of, all right, 0 to 10? I did put 0. Some people are very happy I did that because you're not panicked at all. Let's read some comments quickly before we break. Sonny says, he has a tough road ahead of him, talking about Jay Norvell, changing the whole offense with kids recruited from other skill sets. Give him time and let's see what his own recruiting groups come of age. Tyler says, I'll be concerned in year 2 and 3 if CSU does not improve. Right now, my concern level is 2. Tyler says 5, should have won on Saturday, no question. Hot Rod says CSU sucks, and then put a picture of himself saying ha 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 ha. Okay, it's pretty creative to say that. How about the Chargers Raiders game? Devontae Adams is good. Did you see that touchdown catch that he caught to make it a 5-point game? Raiders go for two, don't get it, would have made it a 3-point game, but the Chargers hold on and are able to walk away with a win. So that game setting up Thursday in Kansas City, the Los Angeles Chargers, Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, boy, that's an early test right off the bat. All right, Zach Stevens will join me at 12:05. We'll have the lunch rush after that. Don't go anywhere. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1, 1310 KFKA.